Thank you to Coach Herdman and Mitzi Hutchinson for joining us for this media conference. So as I suggested to you before they came in, we will start with questions. So you have the first question because you got the chair. Sure.
John, just your thoughts on the match, please.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. Coming into this, we knew we needed goals. That was an important part of it. So those five goals have put us now second in the Nations League. We were sitting fourth after the game against USVI, so moved up a couple of spots, and you know, the boys knew that was important. But there were other factors. You know, this group are starting a journey in earnest. You know, we challenged the group this week. The leaders were challenged in certain ways. I'm not sure they've been challenged before. And then other aspects, to see the young players. You know, we've had 6 teenagers on the pitch tonight. We've got 3 new caps. You know, 3 players now fully committed to Canada, which was a critical part. And then I think for Dominica, that was tough. I mean, you know, you'll probably ask Atiba how his experience was, but they were very physical. I think a little bit more physical than we'd anticipated. And to be fair, I thought the boys stuck to the plan. They kept working the sides of the field. We had some good opportunities. Keeper made some good saves. We probably buried a couple of more, and we might rue them in time to come. Who knows? But you know, I think all in all, it was a good night for Canada.
Thank you. And when you ask your question, if you could say name and outlet, Neil.
John, Neil Davis, Canadian Press. What goes through your mind when you see that kind of flair you saw from some of your players tonight, the back heels, the party tricks?
Oh, it's exciting. It's just exciting, Neil. You know, when Baloo came on and you've seen that little bit of combination play between him and also just that quality. I mean, that was a physical team and they were well organised. That's a pretty deep, tight block we had to break down, so it was requiring that quality. And those guys are delivering it. I mean, even young Zach coming on, some of the quality you've seen in his movement and the pace. But I think it's the blend of the veterans as well. I think these guys have done a fantastic job to just take any fear away from those players, to make them feel really comfortable in the culture and to allow them to go out there and play like they've been part of this team for a long time.
Andy Petrillo, TSN, this is for Atiba. When you have so many young players, teenagers, some guys making their first appearances today for Canada, was there anything you needed to say, do? Did you notice anything on the pitch as far as, I don't know, calming them down, or did they hit the ground running to you?
I think you could see they hit the ground running. You know, they had a lot of confidence. They just wanted to go out there and express themselves. You know, they're young players, they got a lot of talent, they've got confidence, they're playing with their clubs. You know, it's a chance for them to come here and play for Canada and, put on a show for, you know, the fans here and for everybody watching. So I don't think there's much for us to say. You know, we've had our, you know, our chats throughout the camp, so, and, you know, just giving our advice and, you know, just talking to them as much as we can. But there are a lot of good players, a lot of talent, and you can see that they're enjoying themselves out there, and I think that's something good to see for Canada.
Gavin?
For either or both of you, Gavin Day, MLSsoccer.com. John, you talk about earning the trust of the fans, getting them to come on board with this group. What kind of impression do you think you left for those who came out tonight? Either of you. Take your pick.
Look, I think the fans there tonight, they've seen 5 goals. That's only the second time in our history we've scored 5 goals on Canadian soil. They've seen a clean sheet from players like Derek Cornelius. And so I think they're starting to see that not only there's talent there, there's depth. I think there's real depth. There's some players that could have been on the field tonight that weren't. And I think from a fan's point of view, to see, you know, Balu Telvila's first touch, which is like 20 step overs, you know, it's a different breed of player. It's a different type of player, the type that the fans want to see. And then when they're supported with the quality of people like Atiba who can find them, you know, can find those passes, I think there's just a lot more to come. I've said it all along. I think, you know, as a group, we've got to excite the fans. We've got to get into big games. We've got to get into League of Nations Group A. We've got to make sure that we're playing Mexico, Costa Rica here next September, October, so the fans can come out and we can be tested in different ways. And really, I think for the fans tonight, they knew they probably didn't have to do much to support the team. We're going to need a lot more from the fans in time to come, but hopefully they enjoyed the constant attack.
John Peter Melindo, Sportsnet. I'm sure, as many coaches say, they like having options, and you obviously have plenty of options up front in the attack. How do you manage that depth going forward here, not just into the next qualifier, but also heading into the Gold Cup and World Cup qualifying and the Nations League as well?
Well, I think you have to be really, really clear about the identity of the team, and then, you know, looking at which players are going to commit to that. You know, playing this type of game tonight, the options were different. We knew the type of style Domenico was going to come out with, which meant certain players, those attacking players, could go into other areas of the field. There's no way you're going to do that against Mexico. And therefore, the competition's going to be immense. You know, the level of competition and training, the standards of players in their club environments, the drive, and I'm challenging them in their one-on-one meetings to keep pushing the next level, because selections are going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. And, you know, those players that can live above the line in all moments of our identity, they're the players that will play consistently. But also, you know, I think what you've said there is the options. We're going to have some great options to manage tournaments like the Gold Cup now, so we can have depth in a tournament. We can rotate players, and we can bring players in to, you know, affect different types of opponents. So that's where we'll be heading.
Me again, sorry. Another one for Atiba. What feels different this time around, would you say, with this Canadian squad?
I think when you look at our attacking options, there's so much options, you know. People are, you know, the movement on the pitch in the attacking third, the way we get into, you know, dangerous positions, you know, so quickly, you know, our movement with the ball, our movement off the ball, you know, everybody's like locked in details. That's what we've been really stressing. You know, we're very direct in our play, and at the same time, we want to keep it patient when it's not on. So that confidence is there, you know. And like I said, we're creating chances. You know, we came out of the gates flying today, so there's just a real presence in the team, and yeah, we feel good, feel confident, and it's a good mix of players in the group.
Thank you. Neil?
John, you were renowned for giving youth its chance when you ran the women's program. Did you think you would be able to showcase as much youth so quickly with this team? Like, 6 teenagers in a game is quite something. Did you think you'd be able to have that much youth to go with this early?
I think it was needed. I think that was an important thing. The team was certainly evolving. And you could see, I think Alfonso's injection in the Gold Cup was a game changer for Canada. We'd added people like Scotty Arfield, you know, players that brought real quality. But, you know, the big X factor for me watching from afar was what Alfonso brought to the team, that real attacking quality. So, you know, I thought, you know, generally, all across the team, I wanted to add that youth. I wanted to add that spirit, that fearlessness. And, you know, when you've got leaders like Atiba, Scott, you know, around the team, you know, you've got good people. You know, seasoned pros that aren't going to try and pull the rug out underneath of these kids and sort of beat them up and bully them mentally. They're not those sort of guys. You could sense it when I was in Mercy. You could sense that this is a good group of men. And, you know, kids could probably, young players could flourish in this environment. So, you know, I think it's been true to that. The senior leadership group are helping these young players flourish. And I think there's still more to come. More young players to come over these next 4 years.
John, Josh LeClerc, The Athletic. To follow up on Neil's question, Those three teenagers that did make their debuts tonight, what do you say to them before they go on the pitch?
I think it's the work that we've done in the culture. There's nothing much to say. And I think over the week, you know, we've been able to break down some barriers. We've been able to, I think, deepen the meaning of the shirt in some ways. And with that, you know, they've seen some players vulnerable as well, you know, in different moments. So I think what you've seen is a level of trust build. And when trust builds, you can't fake that stuff. And there's no point in us having a one-on-one with a player and trying to fake it with them as well. You know, they've got to feel that they're trusted. And that comes from the details, as Atiba said. They know their role. They know that people have got their backs throughout that. And then you get the guys interacting in the games rooms there. You know, you get the guys interacting in team meetings. And, you know, the young players feel they've got a voice and they're supported. So there isn't much for me to say. It's, if I did, it would just be fake. It'd be rubbish. You know, it's about how they feel. And I think how they feel, you've seen that in their performance. Tablas being in with us for one camp. And you could see he felt comfortable to go and express himself tonight.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah. John, this one now is for you. Nice to see you again. Going back to the women's side, when you were bringing in the influx of youth, I remember you said you were dealing with half a team who was, you know, figuring out how to pay mortgages. The other half was, you know, worrying about prom. That was how you differentiated the age group. How much do you lean then on the veterans to close that gap?
Yeah. Well, I don't think the veterans are worried about mortgages. That's that might be a bit of a different shift of experience. Look, I think what we did in the culture very quickly was to make it a horizontal culture. Certainly there's a leadership group, and that's an on-field leadership group. Atiba's part of that. But the off-field culture, we've flatlined to have a veterans, an in-betweeners, and a new generation group. And those three groups are challenged separately. You know, those three groups know they have a role to play. They have something different to bring. The vets bring experience. But with them, some of that's bad experience. Some of it's scars from previous times. The young players don't bring that. They bring a freshness, a lack of fear. These guys who were born in a different generation, the young players, so they have a different purpose. These guys were born where they've had to fight for everything for Canada, and they've had to fight through quite a few battles. And they bring that. But I think the big thing is that, you know, all three groups are able to feel that it's not this group that are running the ship. It's a team. And every part of the team, Alfonso, you're as important as Atiba. And your voice is as well. So I think that's, you know, that's been an approach that's, I think, helped the young players, again, just feel more comfortable in expressing themselves.
Darnell Harris, Kirby Camera. So in terms of Dominica's play, how would you describe, I guess, the play of your opponents, and both positive and perhaps points to improve on, even?
Yeah, they were a team. They wanted to come out here and, you know, be physical. We could see that very early on. They were organized at times. They were not very easy to break down. And they didn't really, you know, back off. They wanted to come here and put in a good performance, you know. We just wanted to stick to our game plan, continue to do what we've been doing throughout, you know, our camps, and, you know, continue to just play, you know, a good attacking football with a lot of rotations, you know, in behind them, you know, moving the ball left to right quickly. And they did a good job at, you know, maintaining us at times. I think overall it was a good game from both teams. We had a lot of positives from this game. We'll go back and look at what we could have done better. But yeah, they're a team that, you know, came and put out a good performance there.
Thank you very much.
I think you are the last question, sir.
Atiba, what do you think? My name is Alash Tresina from Czech newspaper. And what do you think about Cavallini penalty kick? It was executed in 1976.
Oh, we're not here to talk about that kind of. Sorry, your question is related to the match?
Yeah, Cavallini penalty kick.
the pinning game.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Sorry, I thought you were going a different direction. I'm good.
Well, I think it was a great penalty. He showed a lot of confidence in that. I certainly wasn't expecting that, so it was nice to see. It went a little bit high, so I was hoping that it just stayed under the crossbar. So he pulled it off, and it was great for him and great for us as well. So we're happy about that.
Thank you. Okay, we're good. Thank you very much, guys. We'll have an announcement in the coming weeks around the March match. Thank you. Mm-hmm.